On today's episode, I talk about this week's sports card releases and what is going on with baseball. What is up? What is going on, everyone? David, SVA Card Collectors. Yes, it's been a while. It's been a bit. It is what it is. Get over it. So, before we get started, I wanted to talk about what's coming out this week. 617 and 619 are wonderful days. A lot of things happening. Panini Prism Baseball, $185 a box. 3 autos, 5 red, 4 blue, and 3 silver prisms. Oh, God, and baby Jesus. 12 cards per pack, 12 packs per box, and 12 boxes per case. I really do like these cards. They actually look really, really nice. Resaleability, I haven't the foggiest. I think they will be a little bit stronger than they previously have been. But I don't see them being, you know, taking over anything like, you know, flagship or anything like that. I think it'll be a they're nice cards. They look good. And I think, you know, I think you'll get out of all the non-logos, that's going to be the one to collect. The only thing is, good luck trying to collect everything. You have hobby, first off the line, mega box, multi-pack, blaster, and quick pitch retail. All these have their own inserts. So God bless trying to get all these different ones because they're being a bunch of jerks. Anywho, 617, also Sage Aspire Football. I thought I spoke about this. I didn't know. I don't remember if last week I spoke about it being released this week or, you know, maybe they just changed it. I don't know. I saw on eBay there was one for $400, which, I don't know. The only thing that I thought was cool about this is they get 24 cards, and they're all autos. So that's pretty cool. I will talk about, yes, hockey. I'm doing hockey. I don't know why I'm doing Bill Burr talk. I do like to watch some Bill Burr, his podcast. I'm sure people are listening to me and then going straight to him. I'm sure that's the way it's working. 2019-2020 Upper Deck Hockey. 100 bucks for a box, 5 cards per pack, 5 packs per box, and 24 boxes per case. This is a big one. This is a big set, so I just felt compelled to talk about it, especially the way baseball is acting. Maybe I'll start buying some hockey. Yeah, I'm not going to buy hockey cards. I don't have the money. Topps Project has my money. Anyway, so on 6/19, now we're going to Friday, 2020 Topps Pro Debut Baseball. $94 a box, 8 cards per pack, 24 packs per box, 12 boxes per case. Hobby, you get 2 autos and 2 relics. Jumbo, you get 3 autos. Mostly minor league players. I'm not mostly, it's all minor league players. These aren't the cards that, you know, people are going to be collecting and you know, oh my God, I got this guy pro's debut. No one's saying, oh, I got a Acuna Jr. pro debut auto. You gots to have it. I'm sure there's some value in them. I'm not going to say that, you know, the lower tier to 5 to 10 to 15 or whatever the hell, you know, they have, you know, won't be worth something, but these aren't the cards that everyone's going to be going for. By the way, if you guys are listening to YouTube or anything, please subscribe, like, and comment. That's very important, comment, because, they boost my rankings and I need the boost. Confident. I need the boost just for my ego. I'm a little down. A little down. No, just do something with this stupid thing. I don't know. It seems like everyone, all these podcasters say that. Subscribe, like, and comment. So I figure I should be saying this more. I don't, but I should. Now, this box, Topps Big League, if you have kids and you want to get them involved, I believe this box, and especially the hobby collector's box, it's $42. The big league is $42, 10 packs per box, 18 packs per, 10 cards per pack, 18 packs per box, 20 boxes per case. They do have a hobby collector's box where you get a figurine. Get that one. I don't know how much that one was. I didn't look it up. Because I just didn't think to look it up, and I'm just being truthful to you. I'm not going to edit this and cut it out, and then all of a sudden you just hear me, like, in the middle of this, just go, price is. But that's the box to get. You get a cool little figurine. It's just like, you know, when you open up some cereal and you get some toys. I don't really see that much anymore. I am a gigantic cereal fan. I eat everything. I eat Cocoa Puffs. No, not Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Krispies, Fruit Loops, Rice Crisps, which is, you know, Rice Krispies, but just the store brand, Crisp Rice. Lucky Charms. They got them Lucky Charms now where the crap portion, not the marshmallows, but the other portion is like candy too, which is like fruity and sugary. It was like a double dose of sugar. I'm a gigantic fan of cereal. I actually eat it at night. I will be having a bowl as soon as I get off this podcast because I'm doing this the night before. So, I don't know where I got off this. The figurine. I think this is a nice box and it's cheap. So you can buy a couple and you get a couple figurines. The kids, they like it. The kids. Also, 619 is 2020 Topps Finest Baseball. $180 per box. They come in two boxes. They have like, it's a master box and they have two innards. And you get five cards per pack, 12 packs per, you know, group of, you get two boxes, but it comes together. And you get eight master boxes per case. You get two autos, so one auto in each of those little boxes. Sometimes they like to break the boxes out and they sell them on eBay. And you only get one auto if it's like that small. If you got to get two boxes to get two autos, and that's how they come. Last but not least, maybe least. Nah, I think Sage is least. 619, 2020, Leaf Flash Football, five cards per box, dual autos, 12 boxes per case. Again, maybe I said this was releasing last week, but they changed it, or maybe I was just talking about this week. I don't know. What do I know these days? I don't know. So you got that going on. All right, we're going to talk about Topps Project. Why? I don't know, because I'm just, I like to grab my ankles and just take it. Gibson Siff 11. Now I'm just going to go through and look at the print runs. They are much, much lower, but they are still higher than the first 50 cards. If you are really, really dialed in and into Topps Project 2020, you should go to CRT Sports Cards. That's him. That's his beast. That's what he loves. Right now I listened to his latest podcast. I'm giving some spoilers. Sorry. Sucks to be, well, it still sucks to be me, but basically he's saying the new, price for these is $30. So, yeah, all these cards that we're buying for hundreds that I bought, they're now 30, 25, 20. I still think they're going to rise up in price. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me being, positive for what reason. I don't know. But I bought a bunch of cards when they were high, and I don't even have the cards. People are like, hey, are they coming in soon? Like, I'm like really looking forward to. I do not look forward to them, not at all. Especially when I can buy them for $30 now. I really want to cancel them, but I can't because it's just I can't. But anyway, so here we go. Gibson by Gregory Siff, 11,395. Now, these are from last week, and I'm just going to go through them just so you can see how much they've dropped. All the flippers are gone. Jeter, Ermsey, 24,908. Ripken, Ben Bola, 36,466. And here's the drop. Clemente, Chang, which looked really nice. A lot of these cards, I still like the cards. They still look really nice, but you can get them real cheap. They're selling, you know, you can get them for $16, $17 now, a lot of these. 12,077. McGuire, Mr. Cartoon, 9,169. George Brett, Old Man Allen, or Old Manilan, I don't know how his, you know, last name is said, 6,558. Gwynn, Matt Taylor, 8,401. Robinson, F. 14,067. You now have Ken Griffey, Don C. out right now, and Frank Thomas, Natural. Out right now. So take a look at that. Really, right now, and I noticed this, and CRT Sports Cards mentioned it today, but I already noticed it, and the reason why I noticed it was because I saw Dwight Gooden Jr. posting stuff on Topps Project 2020, that Facebook group, which I'm probably going to leave soon because I'm sick and tired of seeing it. It's more of seeing the banter and the chatter and the complaining. His son posted, hey, we got to they're buying the cards and they're signing them limited. And I think that's where everything is heading. These guys, and I didn't realize it was thousands, you know, these guys were buying. The artists are buying their own cards up, signing them, and selling them for even more on their website. So they're going, to 20, here's a gold, you know, ink signature. And here's a dot of paint that I signed. And so I believe that's where all the collectors and flippers are going. It's much more expensive. I am not following it. I'm not following it. I'm done with that. I did it for the quick flip and I got burnt extremely bad. And again, I know I talked about it last time, I knew better and I still did it. It is what it is. So with that, we're going to move on to something a little bit different now. I didn't have one overarching topic that I wanted to talk about. My head's just been bleh lately with cards. I don't know if it was the Topps Project 2020 burning me so much. I'm actually tired of talking about it. But there's really nothing else that's coming out that I'm more really excited about. I know I see a lot of National Treasures and these crazy prices for these RPAs, Relic Patch Autos, for Zion, for Morant. Morant has one that's $25,000. I just don't see that holding up these prices. The one that, I think it was $99,000, Zion, the guy did not pay. So, sucks to be that guy. If I was dealing with these cards, this is a time where I would use a Probstein, a consignment place. They're going to get, or even an auction house. Crap. I mean, these cards are $100,000. You might take a little less, but at least you know you're going to get your money. I mean, Zion's going to go for a lot. Just is. Maybe you do a buy it now for $75,000. Hey, I'll take $75,000. But, I don't know. Right now, these prices are a little too crazy. You could still buy them on Panini's website for $4,000. Last time I checked, you could still buy National Treasures, a box of National Treasures. It's just not worth it. What I'm watching people pull is it's as if you're buying Topps Project 2020. It's brutal. These guys are getting crushed a lot of the times. It's still $4,125. You get a box. You have the Mosaic choice. I forgot to talk about that. It's a Dutch auction starting at 800, and that's in 13 hours. So that's going to be today. If you're listening to this, it's going to be today. Two boxes per transaction that you're limited to. It's a Dutch auction, so you're going to be dropping every 5 minutes. I don't know where this is going to go. I really don't. Maybe $600-$700. I don't know. I don't think it's going to drop too much lower the way everything else is going. You get one auto, one silver, one mosaic, two choice red and green rookies, and three exclusive mosaic parallels per box, because it's exclamation point, so you got to read it. Per box. I don't know. Guys, if you have made it this far, tell me, do you guys want me to go over the numbers, to go over what's being released? Do you care? Do you not? I don't know. I think it's important, with a podcast to at least talk about what's coming out the following week, or if you want me to just riff about crap, I can riff. I've been riffing less, but I can riff. I'm going off topic because I sort of lost my train of thought, and I'm just moving right along, just plowing through. PSA and BGS both raised their prices the same exact day, but it just happens. Who knew? It's crazy. A lot of people are, some people go, well, they have a backlog. That's what you do. You have a lot of demand, you just raise the price. It's basic economics. You have that. I am on the end of, basic customer service. You can't fulfill what you have now, and now you're going to charge more for just as crappy service. It doesn't make any sense. you know, it's not like they're charging more for the people that have it there, but it's still like, you're not doing your job now. You're going to charge more for just not doing your job, and we're still going to pay for it. A little ridiculous. Same thing with BGS. I think with PSA, at least they raised their price to $15 for to 50 to 99 cards, and $12 for bulk, which I think it was like $8 or $9. So it was like $3-4 it raised, which is something. BGS, it was everywhere. You know, every single thing was raised. I don't remember the prices. I was trying to look for it, and I couldn't find it. I had it, and which is great for a podcast. I'm really giving you all the information you need. But it was significant. And I want to say $5. So, yeah. Oh, some even 10, if I remember right. So it was a significant price bump on all levels. PSA now, they have an ultra, and I'm sorry, it was only on ultra modern. So 2017 to present for PSA, they raised the price. Everything else stayed the same. So at least PSA, you know, they didn't just, you know, make you grab your ankles for everything. Beckett made no qualms. They said, you're going to get it. You're getting it good. SGC, no price increase. I really do hope that they start, you know, becoming more and more popular. They are. The prices are starting to, for Souls, are starting to come up. I saw a Twitter argument with, I think, Sports Card Nation, another podcast, and people, you know, people complain. He was more complaining about, you know, both of them raising their price on the same day, you know, which is collusion, which is true. But like I said before, there was trimmers, there was everything. There was people within their ranks that were doing whatever, and people still don't care. Actually, they sent them more because they said, oh, PSA, okay. They didn't even read the headlines. They just saw that PSA was in the headlines, and so they just get more publicity. So, yeah, people were just complaining, and there was him and another Twitter follower who I don't know, you know, was saying, hey, I'm making just as much money on SGC, actually more, which I'm not going to doubt them. I don't think they're lying because, you know, I'm sure they have the solds. So then they're not untruthful people. So I'm going to say that happened, but I don't think that is a standard. I wouldn't say that's for everything. And I think that's more lucky, or not luck, but like that's the not the norm, the exception, not the norm. So, but, you know, you could stick it to the man being PSA and Beckett, those are the man, and just start heading your stuff over to SGC. The more people that go there, the better it's going to be. So, yeah, you got that. Now, I'm going to talk about a little bit about baseball and what's going on. A lot of people seem to be going against the players. I am not, because owners have billions of dollars, and yes, the players have millions of dollars, and they are on Twitter a little bit more, and we can relate to them a little bit more, but you're out of your mind if you don't think that the owners are able to, maybe not the Marlins, because nobody goes to them, and they were losing money, but all of these owners are wealthy people. They can afford it. They can afford paying these guys extra. What they're saying is, prorate. If we're paying 80 games, 100 games, pay my salary for 100 games. But we're not making any money. You gotta compromise. Oh, I'm sure you're okay. You're a billionaire. I'm sure in their contract it doesn't say, hey, if there's not that many fans coming, you don't get paid. You get paid less. I know this is a different time. This is, you know, very, very different. But what they're trying to do is, well, we're going to get more money. We're going to get money for playoffs, I guess, from TV revenue or whatever the case may be. So we're going to expand it so we do make money. And you can take all of the risk of getting sick, getting hurt, and just suck it up. You guys are making millions anyway. It's just to play baseball. There's millions of people not working, so do it. And it just doesn't seem right to side with the billionaires on this one. is just stupid. The owners should pay them, and that's that. Stop being jerks. They really are. Now, there's also the one hand of, if this was, they should have been playing earlier, maybe. If they bubbled, and that's the whole thing. I don't know how this would all have worked. If they would, I mean, I don't know. They could have, if there was a way for them to like, look, hey, we got 25 guys. We're not going to see anyone. We're not going to see our family, whatever, for 4 or 5 months. Or maybe their family comes and nobody leaves this area. Just like basketball's trying to do. They have like a bubble city of Orlando. And they were to play early. They would have had the entire country watching them 24/7, all engrossed in what they were doing. But they didn't have the foresight to see that. They were too worried about the dollars now, or what they were going to lose now. They're going to lose tenfold next year and the years to come. Nobody cares that they're not playing. And nobody, once they start back up, no one's really going to be all for watching them because of the way they let this all get in public. So everyone is choosing sides. And to be honest with you, nobody cares. Being truthful, I don't care. I don't care if baseball plays again or not. I love baseball, but I don't care. They don't play again, whatever. I'll do something else. Basketball, same thing. Basketball, everyone's getting all pumped and hyped up that basketball's going to start. And then all of a sudden, Kyrie Irving's coming up saying, I don't, you know, this might not be good for the movement. You know? Social justice, injustice. What are you talking about? You're not even playing anyway. You got a mental, you know, you have problems mentally where you can't even get out on the floor. And then you get hurt every 2 seconds. I'm so happy the Knicks didn't get him. Not that we were going to get him, but I'm so happy we didn't. Because this guy is, he just wants other people to be with him sitting down because he's hurt and he doesn't want to come back. His ego is too fragile. His mental state is too fragile. What are you, nobody cares. Black Lives Matter, whatever the hell, you know, what's going on right now, nobody cares what Kyrie Irving or any of the NBA players have to say. I watched Dave Chappelle's show's 30 Minutes on YouTube, and, you know, he was saying how, like, you know, CNN and other people were commenting, like, what does Dave Chappelle have to, what do these, you know, famous people have to say? He's going, nobody cares what I have to say. There's nobody out marching going, you know what does Dave Chappelle think? It is what it is. So, all right, I got to stop. I got to end. I'm just going to put my foot in my mouth. SVACardCollectors.com. Also, download the Flick Chat app, and you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You can choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.